So welcome everyone to the Future of Energy Medicine and Body Wisdom Summit. I'm Alison Palmer and I'm really excited. Today I'm talking with Dipal Shah. Now, Dipal is a powerful medical intuitive and healer using the quantum body awakening modality, which is what we're going to be exploring today. Now, I haven't read you her whole biography, but please do read it underneath here because you'll get a really good idea of all the things that she's been up to in addition to what we're going to be talking about today and all the wisdom that she's sharing with the world. So it's underneath, so make sure you do that. And yes, welcome, Dipal.
Thank you so much, Alison. It's wonderful to be here, and I can't wait to share with everyone about quantum body awakening and my journey and everything that we're going to be discussing today. So thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, well, let's start off with, you know, most of the conversations that we're having in this summit we really start off with, the strangeness that we find ourselves in currently. So we're going to take a different track with you, and just because you've got something very interesting, I think, to share, because you went from having a career in, you know, pharmaceuticals and you transitioned into energy healing. So I think it'd be really interesting if we, you know, if you wanted to share a little bit about your journey there, because, you know, that's just such an unusual transition to make.
Yes, it is. it's interesting because I was in pharmaceuticals for 12 years. I was a pill pusher. I was like, this is the way to go. And that was it. Anytime anyone had an issue, even my family members, I would say, I've got something for you. You've got to take this. Because I was a true believer and an advocate of Western medicine. But yet, I had my own problems that I could not resolve. And I would go to the doctor almost every month. And what I was dealing with was digestive issues. And those are so, so common, right? But I was dealing with ulcers, reflux. I was dealing with hemorrhoids, fissures. I mean, you name it, my digestive tract was completely a wreck. And I tried so many different things, but it wasn't working. So many different things in a sense of medication. And so it didn't work. And at some point in my career, after about 10 to 12 years, I decided that this wasn't for me. And I decided to do more self-care. I'm like, well, what if I did something else and really just took care of myself, took care of my daughter because she was young. And so I quit. I flat out quit. This was something that I was going to do forever. And I never saw myself stepping out of it. And we usually don't see ourselves stepping out of something we think we're going to do forever, right? But there was a different calling. So I left. I started chiropractic care, you know, trying to see if that would help. I started to cook more for myself. I started to do meditation, started to take different classes. I even had a few sessions with an energy healer, multiple energy healers, because it was so intriguing and new to me that, wow, how can energy, like, what is this? Even though I studied biochemistry, I forgot everything is energy, right? Like, but I forgot that I was energy. Like, you're not taught that. You're taught about atoms and neutrons and protons, but you're not taught that, hey, by the way, you're made up of energy too, you know? So
that would be really shocking if you were taught that, because
yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, apply this to yourself.
Exactly. It would be pretty cool though. But I went on this beautiful journey and I started to heal. And that's where I started to see this new way of being. And when that came through, I wanted to take some classes myself. I was like, what is this? Give me some more information. I wanted to do it mainly for myself and my family. And I had no intention of doing it for anyone else. It was just, you know, at that time, it was something I needed to do for myself and my family. And yeah, I helped a lot of people along the way, you know, family members as well as myself. And to tell you the truth, I never knew that I had these gifts. And I think most people don't realize that they have these intuitive gifts. And I think it's really important to find out what your gifts are, because we all can feel things. We all know things. We all have this sense of hearing and seeing, but we stop that at some point in our lives because it's not something people normally talk about, right? Yeah. And we lose that universal connection. And so basically for me, it was just tapping back into that and finding my true being, my light again. And that intuition, we all have it. Everyone that's here, that's listening, you have these gifts. Don't doubt yourself, because I was there. I was doubting myself. I'm like, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know what this is. I was very skeptical, but yet I had the experience of feeling it. And so I knew that it worked. I just didn't know that I could do it myself, right? Mm. So after taking many classes, starting to feel comfortable, I decided to get out there in the world and be that gift to others. And so now I speak on telesummits, and I do some speaking engagements on podcasts, and I do have my own show, The Global Gathering. So a lot has come about, because all you need is that confidence and that push and that knowing that you can go from something that seems so impossible to the possible. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need, you know? So yes. It's been an amazing journey. But that's how I started into energy healing. And I love every moment of it. It's become my purpose. And now I know. I thought it was pill pushing, but it's actually energy pushing.
So brilliant. You know, your journey, sharing your journey, I think it's going to really connect with a lot of people, because, you know, like you saying that you started this exploration for yourself and your daughter and then your family, and you had no intention of helping other people. And what is so brilliant about that is that what you're sharing with the world comes from an experiential journey that you've actually been through. And I think for me, I think this is so important. It's so different to the previous journey that you were on, where you were just doing the, you know, I've learned this, so I'm going to, you know, dispense it.
Apply it, yeah.
Experiencing it and really experiencing it, really processing it yourself, and gradually getting to the place where you I guess you trusted it so much that you knew that you could just take it out and share it with other people. And I just think that is so powerful, just that, you know, coming through that process, and also the fact that you went from something from you know, a profession which is very, you know, structured and
political. Very up here.
Yes. And I know what that's like, because I trained as an academic, not a scientist. So there was, you know, we could go off in tangents into that, but we won't. But yeah, and so that skeptical voice coming in that you mentioned, I have certainly felt that when it's, you know, trusting that inner wisdom, the intuition, the inner knowing about just myself, you know, my own health journey, for example, my own decision making. And there's always going to be that skeptical voice that's going to come in, because that's what we're taught. That's the culture that we actually, most of us grow up in. So, you know, I think that that's really great that you mentioned that, because again, people are going to say, oh, yes, that happened to me. And that's always fantastic, because then we all know that, you know, we're on the right path, you're on the right path, and it's an exploration of where you're going to go.
I agree. I feel like we are not taught to dream, and that it's okay to daydream. I used to get in trouble for that. And we're not okay to talk to spirits. It's not okay to, see things, right? I mean, I remember my oldest daughter, when she would tell me, "Mom, I don't want to sleep in my room because there's monsters in my closet." And I was like, "What are you talking about? There's nothing there." Right? But kids see things that we do not. And I didn't understand it at that time. And now when I started to get into energy healing, she's like, "Remember I told you that there were monsters in my closet? Now, do you believe me?" I'm like, "Yes, I believe you."
But yes, I've got a similar kind of story with my mother, actually, and just walking into a room and a friend was visiting, and I said to my mother afterwards, "Oh my goodness, what's wrong with her? You know, what's going on in her life? Her energy is just so low." And my mother, I thought everybody could see this or sense it. My mother just said, "I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?" You know, and so it's interesting that how things are dismissed. I wanted to move on to your quantum body awakening, actually, because I feel like, you know, that's what we're here to really get into. And so you've paved the way into it. So what is it, and how does it actually help people, especially now?
Right. So, you know, healing is fascinating, and I'm so passionate about it. You know, it's very poorly understood, right, by so many people. It's seen as woo-woo, right? And it's tempting to believe that we can heal other people. It is, you know, it's difficult to realize that, you know, all healing is self-healing, right? That's why we ask for assistance a lot of times, because there is bias there. There is pressure there. We do put pressure on ourselves when we're trying to heal ourselves. But see, people don't realize that the body has this extraordinary intelligence and ability to heal itself. And when you're given the right energetic, emotional, nutritional, and spiritual environment, the natural state of the body is in perfect health. And we're all trying to get there. See, there's so many people with health issues. I know every single person with at least one health issue, whether it's something big or small, it doesn't matter. It's there and it's showing up. So my goal is to provide my clients with like a deeper healing experience that takes them to the core of their being, to that will assist that healing power within them, because we all have it. And so when I tapped into my own abilities along the way, and trust me, every day is new. Every single client is new. It's a new experience, not only for myself, but for them. The information that comes up, but it's because we're going to that quantum level of the cell structure within the body and assisting that to shift and transform so that light, that divine light, can come through and clear whatever blockages, whether it's on a physical level, whether it's on a mental level, emotional, or even energetic. And emotional level seems to be the deepest level, because 90% of our emotions are repressed. So what do you think they're going to do over time within your body? And then you don't understand, well, why is this happening to me? Why do I have thyroid issues? Or why do I have high blood pressure? Well, you've built all these emotions up. You've built so much energy up, and it's created these blockages within your body. So with this modality that I have created, it is, because I, like I said, I learned many other modalities, but there was things that didn't resonate with me. There were things that I felt could be better, right? And what I saw was working within my clients, that's what I started with and said, you know what? I work so deeply within the cells. I go to that frequency of light, tap into that energy where it is creating a magnificent difference and profound difference in people. And so that's where I named the modality Quantum Body Awakening, because we are awakening every cell in your body to heal, right? And I've worked with so many people. I mean, I work with people, I work with pets. And so, you know, I don't leave anyone out, because I feel like everything and everyone has this beautiful soul and energy where I can assist them into tapping into their own healing and their own power. And sometimes when we're on that other end, we're oblivious to our own powers, you know, because again, that self-doubt comes in. I mean, I remember working, you know, I said I work with pets, but I remember I've been working with this cat, and she's very sensitive, and she acts up every single time with her mom. She'll start yelling, and her mom can't do anything to stop her from yelling. She'll pee all over the place. But every time we have a session, this beautiful cat, poor thing, because she takes on everybody else's energies. That's the other thing. We not only have our own energy that we're trying to work with, but also everything that is in our environment and everyone else, we pick up their stuff along the way. And so it all needs to be cleaned out. And so every time this cat sees me coming, she loves it. And if I'm talking to her mom for a while, she'll start yelling, saying, "Hey, it's my turn." Like, I can hear her talking to me, and it's so amazing. But after our session, she immediately feels better. She's quiet. She stops peeing everywhere. It's just amazing the different things that I've helped her, you know, with constipation, with kidney, with bladder, with different issues that have come up in her life. Mm-hmm. Now, humans, same thing, right? Things come up in our lives. One day we're feeling great. The next day, maybe our energy's low. We have to tap into that. So I've worked with people with high blood pressure, thyroid, depression, anxiety, trauma. And I've seen all of these people just flourish and heal different areas of their lives and react to their environment completely differently and detach from the past. And that's the thing. We have to detach from the past to get better. We're always holding on to the past or the future, right? Mm. But what about the present? And so this modality helps bring you into the present, helps we hone in into your body and into the cells of your body, the subconscious cells, the conscious cells. And we work through the energy systems. There are 5 major energy systems that we work through. We work through the mind, the body, because the mind and the body feel like they're separate sometimes. The mind does one thing and the body does another. And so we reconnect all of this, and we reconnect it to the soul and spirit. So you have to work with the whole being. You can't work with one part of it. You can't just work with the energy system and say, okay, you're done. You know, so what I realized over time is that I have to work with all of this in order to bring that healing and that clearing through that person, you know, into and in through. And it's all done with divine light. So I'm just a conduit. I allow myself to be the conduit of light and just allow these healings to unfold themselves, and your body will do it. Your body is an amazing gift. If we can take care of it and we can give it what it needs, it will do amazing things for us. And just imagine how much less money the pharmaceutical industry can make if we can actually work with our body.
This is it exactly. You know, I mean, there's so much I want to have, so many ways I want to respond to what you've just said, but I'm just going to say this one, first of all, which is I totally, totally believe that the work we are all doing in the world is, it's so important in so many ways. And one of those ways is just that it's a powerful antidote to the awfulness of how society is structured up till now. The pharmaceutical industry is one such example. And so, you know, everybody doing their small bit, you might feel that it's not very powerful, but in actual fact, everybody doing their small bit can spread out into a lot of people who are healing in different ways and who don't need to go to get more pills from big pharma or even little pharma.
Well, I feel like, of course, and I'm not saying there's not space for that, right? Sometimes you do need to visit the doctor and sometimes you do need to be on pills, right? So I don't want to negate that, you know, that because of energy medicine, that we're completely eliminating all of our options, right? So of course, everything is there for a reason and we need to take advantage of everything, but yet have discernment of what our body needs and take those steps to get better rather than worse to where we need to be put on more pills. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there are certain issues that, you know, that do require conventional medicine. So I just wanted to make that really disclaimer out there.
it is a really good point, I know. So thank you for making that. I wanted to ask you a question coming out of what you were talking about, you know, before the pharmaceutical stuff, which is, it's about the environment. So you were talking about changing the environment and also letting go of the past. And those two things seem to be, you know, you could drag them into our awareness as real tangible, like, okay, well, here I am right now. This is my environment, you know, can I, and now that things have gone really chaotic in the world, you know, the environment has become a lot more stressful for a lot of people. And there might be, so my question out of this is, can you do this work even without being able to actually change your environment? You know, because a lot of people will say, well, I feel powerless to change where I live or who I live with or the fact that I've just been made unemployed or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So can they actually engage in healing, even though, you know, the environment is going to be giving them the stress, in more intense stresses, perhaps? I think that we'll stick with just that part of the question.
Right. So right now, yeah, a lot of things have shifted for a lot of people and people are feeling stressed. People are confined in their homes. You know, you're seeing your kids more. If you have younger kids, you're seeing your spouse more because now there's that remote learning and remote working. And so you're in each other's faces all the time, more than you ever have. And I think a lot of people feel that there's no space. Now, what you are asking is that I feel that people can take advantage of energy healing or even take care of themselves. I mean, that is energy healing, right? You working on yourself is energy healing. You're healing yourself. And this is the time to take care of yourself. Do yoga, do meditation, right? The world is showing you it's time to silence ourselves. I mean, you know, it's within each and every one of us, and now the president too, the world is saying, let's silence you just for a little bit. Just quiet your energies. Because, you know, if you look at it before March, everybody was everywhere. Nobody had time for each other. Things were different. There were, you know, and now things are different in a good way for so many, but I understand there's also that stress of not having a job or, you know, having that responsibility to pay the bills. But this is going to require a choice of working on yourself so that whatever energies are out there in your environment, you're able to tackle them. You're able to be more resilient towards them, because if you allow these energies to enter within you and become, because what is outside of you is inside of you. If you have stress outside of you, there's going to be stress inside of you. If you have negativity outside of you, there's going to be negativity inside of you. So it's really, really important to have positive thoughts, of course, and we try, but those negative thoughts seep in. They know how to leak into us, right? But you have to stop that. And there are ways to do that. So all this stuff, you know, taking care of yourself, making sure that you do eat well, don't skip meals. It's easy to do that if you're working at home or you're a student at home or, you know, whatever your job is, being in the home doesn't mean that you can sit around. This is the time for self-care. So be sure to do that. Mm-hmm. And so yoga, meditation, I am all for that. It is so important because that's part of your, what we call in India, sadhana, your sadhana, and it's your practice of self-care. And we've never learned or known how to do that. And so now is the time. And there are so many people, Allison, that maybe you realize it, that the sales for self-improvement books and, you know, spirituality and people awakening is going up, you know, that really has brought more people even to my practice, learning a modality, learning energy healing. So it's been a pretty, a very open environment, but in order to, you know, not take on the energies of your environment and dive into that negativity and what's going on, you have to work on yourself and you have to make a choice as to what you want and how you want your glass to be, whether you want it to be full or whether you want it to be half empty, because it will cause a dis-ease or a discomfort or a pain. And recognize that in this time, what is happening to my body? What is happening to my mental state? What am I feeling? Tap into your feelings. Most people don't tap into their feelings and they just build up, build up, build up. And then you burst like a pressure cooker, right? So you don't want to do that. You want to manage your energies. And that's what I recommend.
Mm. Yes. And it comes back to something that you said much earlier on about listening. You know, listening to what's going on. I think that is something that if that gets magnified, excuse me, the value of listening to, not just to other people, because that's just essential too, but really that deep listening internally. I think that's going to be such a powerful shift. And I think it will be very instrumental in letting go of the past, which you highlighted as something that, you know, is really important for us so that we can just be really present now. I also wanted to ask you just if you would share a few words about your global gathering, because, you know, people are feeling isolated and, you know, there's events like this one, you know, where we're connecting out to people and energetically connecting as well. And you have got the global gathering, and yes, just share a little bit about that. I know people would love to know.
Yeah, I would love to. So, you know, like I said, my journey, I was growing, and when you start to grow, you start to create more and more, and that creativity part of you, it just expands to a whole different level sometimes. And I also mentioned to you that meditation is important, and people do meditation in different ways, walking meditation, sitting meditation, all different kinds of meditations. Well, I do get a lot of information and downloads whenever I'm walking. And so in April, when everything had happened with the pandemic, I could see that people were really challenged. And, they were struggling. So with when I went for a walk, I was like, oh goodness, you know, what could I do? What could I offer, you know, to the world? Like, how could I offer more people something? And I always knew that there were groups offering meditations and small round tables where they would discuss things, but there was never something that brought healers together. And so I was like, I want to create a platform that is going to bring 15 healers together, and we are going to be doing just healings. We're not talking. We are healing. And it was, we put this together in 7 days. One of my friends and I, my colleague, we put this together in 7 days, got 15 people to say yes without even asking. We said, this is kind of what we want to do. This is what we see. Would you like to be a part of it? You know, not knowing any details. And it's amazing how you could create things without detail. But everyone said yes. We had 15 healers, and we had 600 people come on live, and over 3,000 people watch the replay. So it's a growing community. It is for anyone who is seeking, whether you're on a spiritual journey or not. It doesn't matter. It's for anyone who wants to find some sort of healing, some sort of peace and calmness or meditation that is going to help them become stronger. And so we invited, you know, this global gathering, I decided to do it as a continuous thing and offer it every month. So now we have healers, light workers, singers, anyone that would like to join us and be a panelist, they can join us. And if you would like to participate, you can also sign up at ananda4life.com, and you'll see where there's the global gathering under healings, and you can join us that way. It is the most wonderful platform where you will see not only the healers coming together, but how the energy shifts because the community is coming together, the community of people who want to raise their vibration and raise their frequency because they are going through maybe a struggle or a tough time, or they know somebody who's going through something. So we have had an amazing turnout, and it's growing every month. So come join us. You get free gifts from all the healers because they are so generous that at the end of their meditation or activation, they offer a free gift just for you, just because you're there. So how wonderful is that? So once you're registered, you're there, you're on the email list, and you will get all the information. So it's been a wonderful journey into the global gathering. So thank you for asking about that, because that platform is becoming, more and more people are becoming aware of it and starting to gather as one. And that's the key. How can we get healers and people to gather as one, and a lot of healers, right? And there's not a lot of chitter, you know, chit-chatting. It's more of let's just give. And it's just beautiful.
Oh, wow. So, yes, I mean, we need so much of this. We need so much of, you know, events like this one, ongoing events like yours. We need this. We need this authentic communication, which is compassionate, which is connecting, which is not about me, but it's about us. I loved it, as you said, we are as one. And about just the energetic connection, if it's healing. I mean, I think that just coming together like that is very healing. So yes, we need more of these kind of things. So I know, Dipal, that you've got some other offerings to share with people today. So would you like to just talk to those for a few moments?
So there is the Deep Sleep MP3, which I am offering so that you can try my work, I guess I could say. I make special energy infused MP3s, or audios, you can call them. And all you have to do is, once you download it, you can just push the button and let it play. Now, with deep sleep, it's all about your sleep. I know so many people are having trouble sleeping nowadays. You know, there's a lot of mind chattering going on, and you're waking up at maybe in the middle of the night and you don't know why, or you've just had trouble sleeping ever since you were young. And so the Deep Sleep MP3, you can use it a half hour before you head to bed, and you can put it on loop throughout the night. It's all music, but it's infused with healing energies to help you fall asleep and stay asleep. So many people have used this MP3 and received so many great benefits. And it's very, very healing, because it actually works with the circadian rhythm and the neurotransmitters in the brain to help you sleep and balance and reset those hormones that will help you sleep. So even though there's no wording, I don't want you to get caught up in any of it. Just enjoy the music and fall asleep. And then the other thing that I am offering is the mentorship program. If you are interested in becoming a medical intuitive or learning about energy healing, and whether you're a beginner or whether you're advanced, check out the Quantum Body Awakening Mentorship Program. You can also go to my website at Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, the number 4, life.com. And right under healings, there is the mentorship program. It's a medical intuitive course. So it's a self-learning course, a self-paced course, but you'll also receive my support on a weekly basis with weekly calls. And I'm also having a webinar this Monday, this coming Monday. So you're just in time. That will be in November. So I will send you more information about it. So just go to anandaforlife.com. And if you sign up anywhere there, you will receive the newsletter with all the information.
Okay, fantastic. So everyone, the links are down below as well. So you know, if this speaks to you, then click on those links. Dipal, this has been really brilliant. It's something that I would love to have had more time to really explore, you know, the possibilities for healing inside in this way. There's so many questions that I have. So, you know, I know other people are going to have lots of questions too. So just thank you for coming along and sharing this with us. It's been really fantastic, really wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much. And I'm so grateful to be here, Allison. Thank you so much for your time.
And everyone, you know, you've heard me say this, I think, a lot of times, because we like to hear from you. We like to know, you know, has this touched you? In what ways has it touched you? Has it sparked something? Has it made you, you know, have one of those little aha moments, or perhaps one of those huge light bulb moments? You know, what's happened as you've been listening, as you've been engaging with this conversation? So you don't have to be particularly eloquent and write like reams and reams, but genuinely, we do love to hear from you. So you can just reply to any of the emails for the summit and just, you know, let us know. And anything that you send to me that's about this conversation, I'm going to pass on to Dipal so that she gets that as well, so that she knows. And you know, it is, for me, it's a really important part of doing this energetic connection anyway, because you know, it's about you know, this, it's not about a separation, it's about a communication. And that's why I love it so much. So thanks everyone for being here today. And yes, massive thanks again to you, Dipal. Thank you.
Thank you.